This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. And as promised, I'm joined by State Attorney General, Mr. Josh Call. Good morning to you, Attorney General Call. How you doing, sir?
Good. Good morning, Earl. It's good to be back on the program.
It's always good to see you and be around you because every time I see you, I think of your wonderful mother.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I had a great relationship with her. Beautiful, beautiful person. Let's talk about, how long has it been now?
I've now been here about 6 years as Attorney General.
Wow.
And so halfway through my second term.
So let's talk about what a state attorney general does. What are your responsibilities?
Well, as Attorney General, I oversee the Wisconsin Department of Justice, and we've got about 800 folks who do a variety of things, fundamentally that are about protecting public safety and ensuring that justice is done in Wisconsin. So we've got a division that works on legal cases representing the state and everything from environmental enforcement to criminal cases to criminal appeals to constitutional challenges. We have a criminal investigative division that investigates crimes of statewide importance. We've got folks who support the work that law enforcement does around the state. We have the state crime labs. We have an office that works on school safety issues. We've got an office that supports crime victims. And we've got an office that focuses on open government. So, if it relates to the court system and public safety, local law enforcement, DAs play a big role, but the DOJ is an important part of that.
Do you find, since the incoming president of the United States has been so critical of, if you're just joining us, my guess is State Attorney General Josh Call has really kind of trashed the judicial system. Your thoughts about that?
It's been really distressing to see the attacks from the incoming president on the judicial system. And it's not just him, by the way, it's others who support him who've attacked the system. The reality is that, like any system, there are ways that we can work to improve the system we have in place. But we live by the rule of law, and that means that the law applies equally to everybody. And, the jury system that we have is a good one. It works. It's been tested over centuries, literally, and to see somebody attacking it, and then to have supporters get behind that is really an attack on our system of justice, and that's concerning because I know folks who work to keep our communities safe, to ensure that they're doing it in a way that is fair and just and equitable, and they make a difference. They make our communities safer, and when part of that system is attacked baselessly, that undermines the system as a whole.
Attorney General Call, I have to say to you that it's more than troubling to me that as an average citizen, everyday citizen who, believes in the law and who does everything within my power not to break the law, to see a man who is going to be the most powerful man in the world, who's done some things that have put him in a situation that he had to, go before the law, And then to say that everybody involved with the law is against him personally. And what it does, Attorney General Call, to me, is it makes me frustrated because it's supposed to be equal. The law is supposed to be meted out equally. And just because somebody's name is Donald Trump shouldn't mean that he should get a pass. Am I far off base?
You know, the principle that the law applies equally to everybody is so fundamental to our system of justice and to making the system work. And, you know, for a long time, people use the phrase that nobody is above the law, and they shouldn't be. Nobody should be treated favorably, but they also shouldn't be treated unfavorably by the legal system. And, you know, unfortunately, it appears as though President Trump or the incoming President Trump is going to avoid responsibility for some of his actions.
Many things.
Now we can't undo what's been done, but what we can do is fight to restore that principle that the law applies equally to everybody. And you know, I'm concerned by some of the things we've seen with this incoming administration. There have been talks about potentially weaponizing the justice system to target political opponents of the incoming president. There have been a lot of concerning statements from the appointee to lead the FBI, Kash Patel. So protecting our system's integrity and ensuring that it is being applied equally and fairly is something that's going to be critical in the years ahead. And, you know, I plan to be part of that effort, and I'm confident we will see lots of others step up as well.
Let me ask you about guns. You know, I live in a city where it's easier for a 14-year-old to get a gun than it is a job. And I don't, for the life of me, Attorney General Call, understand why we can't get laws that make sense, gun laws that make sense, and i.e. The gun show loophole, which to me is moronic. So a person can come into a gun show and bring their guns, a private citizen, and sell those guns, and they're walking around in a place where licensed dealers are selling guns as well. And those licensed dealers do background checks and waiting periods. But the individual can sell that gun to anybody without any background check. How does that make any sense, Attorney General Call? And why can't we ever get that changed? The majority of the American people don't own guns. The minority does. Why can't the majority get those common sense gun laws passed?
Well, first, the system we have with background checks doesn't make sense. You're absolutely right about that. You know, we at the Department of Justice conduct background checks on handgun purchases. We conduct hundreds of thousands of them every year. And that's not infringing on anybody's Second Amendment rights. We're committed to protecting those rights and the right to bear arms. And it's also important to note that this is not an issue that's about gun owners versus non-gun owners, because both gun owners and people who don't own guns broadly agree that we need common sense gun safety measures. And so, you know, just to add to your example about the gun show loophole, right now in Wisconsin, somebody can sell a gun out of the trunk of their car to a total stranger, and there's no background check that needs to be conducted, and there's nothing that law enforcement can do to step in. That doesn't make any sense when we've got rules in place that ensure that only people who are not, for example, convicted felons are permitted to own firearms. Now, the reason that hasn't made progress in the state and other similar measures, common sense measures, is because of politics. We've had Republicans in the legislature block progress on these issues. And throughout my time as Attorney General, I've called for some common sense measures like universal background checks. Now, here's the encouraging thing. For the first time in over a decade, we have a legislature that was elected on fair maps. And in the state Senate, the margin is now 18 to 15. And there are going to be some, you know, closely contested elections in 2 years. And in the assembly, the margin is much smaller than it had been. And so, you know, those legislators in districts that are, you know, 50-50 type districts, I hope that they're going to consider what their constituents want and act to represent the majority of folks in the state. And, and pass some common sense measures. But so far we haven't had a hearing on that. And, you know, I intend to call on, and I hope others do as well, Republicans in the majority in the legislature to start having hearings on these issues so we can start working together and making some progress.
You know, Attorney General Call, it frustrates me to no end as I watch the blood of children running in the streets of Milwaukee, and that there are people who are selling guns out of the trunk of their car to children. And the fact that that is not illegal, you know, really is more than outrageous and outlandish. And yet many people in this state don't even understand that that takes place almost on a daily basis. If you don't have a criminal record, I don't have a criminal record, Attorney General Call, I could sell guns if because I don't have that record. So I can buy guns, I can have them brought to my home, via Amazon or any of those people, and then turn around and sell guns to anybody. It's been that way forever, and it, like I said, is more than frustrating that we haven't been able to get that fixed.
Yeah, now there are some protections in place. There are restrictions on when, you know, on juveniles, for example. But it's a way too loose right now, in a way that doesn't ensure that people are protected and that we keep firearms out of the hands of people who we know to be dangerous. And we've got to change that.
Yeah, you know, so I want to talk a little bit about the abortion issue. You know, people thought that maybe because it wasn't such a big issue in the national presidential election, where are we at with the abortion issue in the state of Wisconsin?
Well, first, it's important, I think, to sort of give a little background on what's happened since Roe v. Wade was overturned. You know, there was federal constitutional protection for access to safe and legal abortion for nearly 50 years. And people relied on that for a long time. Now, when Roe was overturned, in Wisconsin, there was debate about whether this law that dates back to 1849 made it illegal, a crime, for somebody to obtain an abortion or somebody to provide an abortion. We went to court and fought back against that.
So Attorney General Call, I got to get you to hang on one second. 855-752-4842. My guest is Attorney General Josh Call of the state of Wisconsin. And we're going to continue the conversation, especially on abortion. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
All right. Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. That's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. My guest is Attorney General Josh Call. Attorney General Call, you were explaining where we are with the abortion issue.
That's right. So we went about 15 months without access to safe and legal abortion in Wisconsin. And that meant that women in Wisconsin who needed care in some cases couldn't get the health care they needed, or it was delayed. Now, fortunately, we got a court ruling that concluded that 1849 law does not apply to abortion. And that case is now before the state Supreme Court. They heard oral argument, and we're now awaiting a decision. And I expect we'll hear from the court either this winter or this spring, and hopefully get some resolution on that issue. But having the legislature repeal that 1849 law to get rid of any possibility that in the future some court will overturn a favorable decision here, I think is really key. So this remains an issue that is contested, and, you know, we're going to keep fighting to protect women's reproductive freedom in Wisconsin.
You know, Attorney General Call, this is, you're going into, you know, your third year and your second term. What do you think are the most important issues that you faced, you know, in your time as the Attorney General?
You know, there are so many issues that we work on, and public safety is always top of mind for us, keeping our communities safe. You know, we investigate and prosecute serious crimes. So, you know, last year, for example, there was a case that was investigated by our Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, along with the Whitefish Bay PD. Milwaukee DA's office prosecuted it. And the defendant in that case got a sentence for some very heinous crimes of 59 years. And it's one example of many of how we get our make our communities safer. And the good news is we're starting to see a drop in homicides and violent crime, but we need to make more progress. But it's also about protecting consumers. We recently announced an agreement with Barada Properties, for example, a proposed agreement with one of the largest housing providers in, I believe, the largest in the Milwaukee yes. area. And those are going to help that agreement, if it gets approved, will help improve conditions for renters, make it less likely that people will be evicted, and provide meaningful improvements for folks who face those challenging circumstances.
Let me ask you, the incoming president says he's going to basically rid the nation, including the state of Wisconsin, of all illegal immigrants. Have you found that illegal immigrants have committed more crimes, you know, per person than, you know, the Wisconsin state residents?
No, you know, the data shows the opposite. And look, nobody wants anybody to be, who's a dangerous criminal, to be in the country illegally. And having some common sense border security measures, I think, is something we can rally a bipartisan group behind. But the demonization of people that we've seen from Donald Trump is deeply concerning. And here in Wisconsin, look, our dairy industry and the agricultural industry more broadly, you know, it would collapse if there was the kind of mass deportation effort that Donald Trump has been talking about. And, you know, we're going to make sure that people are treated fairly and that their rights are protected. And if you have a, you know, an indiscriminate sweep of people, it also puts the rights of American citizens at risk. People can be, the system does not always work perfectly. And so making sure that we are ensuring that people's rights are upheld is part of what we need to do as we move forward.
You know, I heard Donald Trump make a statement, Attorney General Call, that if, you know, the Dreamers, and they have, you know, family members who are illegal, that the family member is going to be sent back, and they want to make sure that they, Trump, that he keeps the family together. So he's going to send the Dreamer back as well. I mean, just nonsensical statements coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, you know, the borders are that Trump has appointed seems to have really concerning views. And as you said, you know, making sure that the rights of American citizens are protected is fundamental. But the Dreamers are a great example of why the approach that Trump has at least talked about is concerning. I mean, these are folks who came here as kids, who have worked hard, who have played by the rules, and, you know, making sure that these folks who are contributing to our communities in so many ways, that we continue to protect their rights, is something that the vast majority of Americans support. Now, you know, we'll see what the Trump administration ultimately does. There's been a lot of talk, but we'll see what actions ultimately come from this administration. But we need to make sure we're watching it closely so that the rights of folks are protected.
You know, it is. So what are some of the other things quickly that you want to focus on in this coming year?
Well, we're going to keep working to protect Wisconsinites and to ensure that justice is done. And so that includes working to keep our communities safe. You know, we've done a lot of work relating to the opioid epidemic and holding big pharmaceutical companies accountable for their role in that epidemic. The Department of Health Services, for instance, just announced a grant from some of those settlement funds that's going to go to the ICC to support residential treatment programs for folks struggling with addiction. But we're going to keep working to help make a difference in the lives of Wisconsinites. and to protect people's fundamental rights.
You know, Attorney General Call, it's always great to have you on, and hopefully it won't be so long the next time. Keep up the good work, and I look forward to another great year, and, you know, the fight continues.
Thanks for having me on the program, Earl.
All right, thank you. That's Attorney General Josh Call of the state of Wisconsin. You know, up next, we're going to talk about the politrickster of the day and many other things on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com. All right. Welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. I can tell you we're 7 days or so away from, Donald Trump being sworn in as the president of the United States once again. And it's, it really is pretty unbelievable. When he had a guy like Mike Pence, quiet man, who whether you like him or not, was a man who, lived his faith. And now you imagine kind of what it's going to be with a guy like J.D. Vance standing next to him. We haven't heard much from J.D. Vance since they won the election. And I don't know if it's because Donald Trump has made it clear to him that, you don't bark until I yank your chain. it's got to be kind of be what it is. Because, J.D. Vance is, nonstop talking before the election, and now he's silent. So you kind of wonder, I see he's kind of dressing the same way Trump is, red tie, white shirt, blue coat, And, this is where we're headed. So
access to Trump and Vance is twice as expensive for donors at inauguration. Exclusive dinners with both the president and vice president-elect will cost $1 million. If you want to, you know, be at the inauguration, it's going to cost twice what it cost the last time Trump was the president. Now, you gotta ask the question, why would somebody, you know, donors, want to sit down and have, you know, lunch or dinner with Trump? They've got to pay $1 million in order to be there. Well, you think they're doing it out of the goodness of their hearts? Or is it that there's something that, you know, they want from him? Now, the top-tier package provides donors and lobbyists seeking to curry favor with the second Trump administration with two tickets to a dinner with the vice president-elect and six tickets to the candlelight dinner where Trump will be in attendance. That's what you get for your $1 million investment. And then I gotta say this, you know. Before we do this, let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Hey, good morning to you, Brendan. How you doing, man?
I'm scared, but anyway, yeah, we're for sale. Or the White House is for sale because Donald Trump's collecting its toll. And I wanted to mention, I just read an article, the people of Texas that own companies that all voted for Trump down there, well, they're in a panic because they just realized that the immigration issue may cost them all their labor.
Yes.
And they won't be able to run their companies. So, FAFO, right? I mean, you know, what are you going to do? So, yeah, but we're definitely for sale. And the president of no wars threatening to take over Greenland and the Panama Canal, I just want to see how he's going to pull that off. That'll be interesting. But, I mean, let's face it.
Well, he's threatening to use – he's threatening to use the American military to go and take it.
Yeah, let's see how well that goes. What about the kitchen table? What about the kitchen table things? Grocery prices, energy prices, gas prices, the Ukraine war that was supposed to be stopped a day after he was elected. You know, I mean, is anybody waking up out there? I don't know. I still see a lot of Trump stickers where I live here. And, you know, it's just terrible.
Well, you know, Brendan, the worst part of it is, none of those people who voted for him are gonna hold them to any of those promises. They're not.
They're all just amazed with all the flashy objects he throws in their face, like, hey, taking over the Panama Canal and taking over. Hey, let's face it, Greenland isn't anything about the minerals and everything else that Greenland holds. We already have a military base in Greenland. The people of Greenland were forced to build. They weren't crazy about that idea. But with the warming going on, more of the ground in Greenland is available, and Greenland is rich in minerals and other things that can be mined from that country. And so I don't think the folks that the Dutch are going to just say, yeah, go ahead, take it. So it'll be interesting to see what this knucklehead does. But, you know, I just am scared for the fact that our country's for sale now.
Well, you know, man, anybody who is – well, here's what frightens me, Brendan. Democrats capitulating, right? I mean, what are they capitulating for? You know, this whole thing about we've got to come together as a nation. When Trump won the nomination, the first thing out of his mouth is, I'm going to bring this nation together. Joe Biden divided it. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
What has he done? Can you put your finger on anything that he's done or said to bring the nation together. It clearly is not the California issue, right? Because he's still pointing fingers as they twist and turn. And, you know, I was watching Governor, Newsom on Meet the Press yesterday in a conversation. And the things that Donald Trump has said, basically, you'll bow, right? If you want to get anything from me, you're going to have to bow. What is that, man? You know, so all of those people, all of those American people who are going through that, and this lunatic, I'm sorry, doesn't have it in his heart to feel their pain, the families. So he points the finger, and if the governor doesn't do this, you're not going to get the support that you need. Man, you know. Even the people who support him should be outraged by that kind of a statement.
Welcome to the fascist oligarchy.
All right, man. Thank you very much for the call. Go ahead, CJ.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Earl. You know, I love your concern about money, but... the Harris administration paid Beyonce $55,000 a second for her 3.5 minute rendition.
Hey, CJ, so it's okay for Donald Trump and J.D. Vance to charge $1 million to curry favor. Let me say this to you: whatever they paid Beyonce, she's in no position. They couldn't curry any favor that would impact and affect the American citizens, like the people who are feeding at the trough of Donald Trump.
Well, he's not the president yet.
Well, he will be in 7 days. If he's not the president, then why are they feeding at the trough before he becomes the president? Why are they at Mar-a-Lago?
Because they can see that it's going to be, there's a new sheriff in
town. Yeah, right.
It's called Frank. This isn't weakness like Biden Harris. They campaigned on the surge coming to our country. They denied it until Kamala knew that.
Hey, CJ, you have a tough time thinking independently. You want to talk about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? You're the first person who's mentioned Kamala Harris in almost a month. What is it about Kamala Harris? You got a smitten for her or something, man? Because she's not the president. She's not going to be the president. The guy we're talking about is going to be the president. Let's talk about him. But you live in an alternative world, man. You can't deal with reality.
Let's talk about Josh Call, the one who says that he's going to protect illegal immigrants. The first word, that's our...
Hey, you know what? Illegal immigrants and any human being should be protected from foolish people who have larceny in their hearts. If just because somebody is an illegal immigrant doesn't mean that they don't have human rights.
Well, they shouldn't have. We're not saying that.
Well, what are you saying?
Illegal. Underline the word illegal, Earl.
Hey, CJ, what you fail to understand is your hero who promised to get rid of all of those illegal immigrants, he lied to you. He's not going to do it. He can't do it. And yet you still believe that. You still believe that because, man, you have no independent thought. You follow the game plan. It doesn't matter if you're walking off the end of a plank. You're going to continue to follow the game plan. Go ahead.
It's going to be a case-by-case basis, and it should be.
Okay, so if it's a case-by-case basis, You know how many people there are, man, in this country illegally? How long do you think it's going to take to do that?
Well, there's 15 million more
okay.
due to this president.
Okay. Okay. All right, man. Enough. Fox News has blood on his hands as Trump twists the knife. On a per capita basis, California's gross domestic product is greater than the economies of the U.S., China, Germany, and Japan. Setting aside her per capita comparisons and measuring productivity in hard dollars, California's state economy ranks fifth in the world, just behind the national economies of those four countries. Home to 39 million people, California is also the most populous state in the nation. And so my politrickster of the day is none other than incoming President Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump has clearly stated that if Gavin Newsom doesn't bow, I mean, just think about this. Just try to think about what this man is saying before the world. All of those people in California, American citizens, won't get the support they need if Governor Newsom doesn't resign or bow to incoming President Donald Trump. 855-752-4842. We're going to talk about that on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Yeah, Donald Trump is the politrickster of the day. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Hey, good morning to you, Mike. Thank you for the call. You say what?
I say it's cold outside. Motown Monday. But thanks for taking my call. Hey, real quick. If we have a serious issue of any kind, all we have to do is prepare, build up, and execute. But we've had this antiquated immigration system that many of us on both sides of the aisle have been trying to update for really decades. And it's been the politricksters, using your term, that have gummed up this whole system for political points. So here we are, Earl. We're in a system that it takes between 7 and 8 years to go through in order to go through the system. Most of the perpetrators, if you will, are here on expired visas. So there is a paperwork and processing that can occur to follow up and follow through. But the resources to do so aren't there. The facilities to do so aren't there. And the other thing is, I kind of think it's ironic is we're not talking amnesty, and we should be. You know, if we've got, again, whether it be the Dreamers or you know, their families, and these people can prove that they've been productive and kept their nose clean, what's wrong with opening up our arms and welcoming them, especially if they're already established to a certain degree within their industry? But no, Donald Trump, right before he left office in his first administration, he closed processing centers. He closed border facilities. He closed in-country processing facilities, you know, in Central America and in South America that we had set up to handle the processing, improve the processing. So, again, what we have here, unfortunately, is a situation where they continue to build the system to fail, not to succeed. They're ensuring this conflict to go on and on. Hey, so you and I are always stuck in this.
Hey yeah. Mike, I wish I had more time, but I got to reach out to you. I'll reach out to you later on this morning. Thank you very much for the call. Tom from L.A.
Yeah, I am sure that if we check in the back of CJ's family heritage, there probably were some illegals here originally as well, or some undocumented people, if you want to put it that way. I love how these right-wingers call, and they actually work the ref. You ever notice the first thing they say is, you're never giving me enough time. Oh, you're going to cut me off. No one else says that, except them, and they actually get more time than anybody else. What I wanted to say, Earl, is that Democrats have got to get some type of foundation put in place where they can go on daily and talk and put their actual authority figures, whether it's Gavin Newsom, whatever governor it is, and give a daily update of what's going on because of all the misinformation that is out there. Just like with these these fires out here in California and all of the misinformation. One thing Joe Biden did not do well is use the bully pulpit. We need to have a bully pulpit, and they should call it bullypulpit.com, where all of our elected leaders can go on there and actually spew truth instead of this fiction that people hear every day.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't, you know, why do the Democrats not have that? They have the money. Okay.
I don't understand it myself. That's why I want to ask a Democratic leader. Why the hell do they not have where when someone says something, you push back immediately because there's so much misinformation out there, so much crap out there that they really need to develop their own bully pulpit because you know Donald Trump will be on the TV every day.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for the call. You know, we're just at a point in time where we got to figure this out. We're going to keep hammering away at it. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. Up next, Jane Madnair, Greg Bach, Madnair on air. I'll be back on tomorrow with Sandy Williams. You've been tuned in to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.